Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. I'm excited about our new friend, ladies and gentlemen, who's about to join us. Rod Wagner is with us, and he is the co-author of a new book that is kind of the sequel, in a way, to the book First Break All the Rules, which many of you have read over the last several years, an international bestseller, over a million copies in print. The new book is simply called 12. There is a subtitle, The Elements of Great Managing, and the co-authors are Rod Wagner and Dr. James Harder, and Rod Wagner is with us to talk about it today. Rod, welcome to the show.
Good morning, Jim. Thank you for inviting me on.
It's good to have you here. You're welcome. And now, I got to ask you first, though, Rod. There's a television show that is simply a number, 24, that has gotten a lot of buzz over the last couple of years, and quite a bit of buzz, actually. In fact, it's one of the most famous shows on television today. And, you know, a lot of times you hear people say, oh, did you watch 24 last night? So tell the truth. You guys wanted to work off of that, and so you could hear people all around the world saying, did you read 12 yet?
We certainly wouldn't mind if people had the same reaction, if it had the same level of popularity. But really, the focus of the book, the reason why we named it 12, is because there are just 12 great elements of managing that if a business owner or a manager focuses on, will get the large majority of the leverage that one can get out of human nature on the job.
I'm so glad you didn't choose 13.
People have an irrational fear of 13, yeah.
Yeah, well, I'm glad you didn't. But anyway, no, it's a great book, very important book. Congratulations to you and James Harder. Now, one of the things that I'm getting out of your book is, and the things that I've read here, is that so many of the things that you identified for small business owners especially are things that not only are low-hanging fruit, meaning they could be fixed quickly, they also can be fixed basically without spending a nickel.
That's absolutely true.
Give us an example.
Well, let's go to the fourth element, which tends to be something of an Achilles heel for a lot of businesses, and that is recognition and praise. People have a negativity bias that makes them go towards the bad news first. It may be part of our basic survival instinct.
We think that's how we improve things, by identifying what's broken or what's not working, so that and we expect the person to automatically leap to the conclusion of the correct way.
Absolutely. And one of the things that we incorporate into the book is some research into how the brain reacts to recognition and praise. It turns out that there's a part of the brain that reacts to a neurotransmitter called dopamine. And essentially, everything we do during the day is to get dopamine. The reason, after the workday is done, the reason that we stand by a stream and fly fish is just to get that little surge of dopamine when the fish hooks on the line. And employees do the same thing. Everything they do, they ultimately do because they want that surge of dopamine. Mm-hmm. And if you give them particularly unexpected recognition and praise, it creates that surge of dopamine that makes them want to do that thing again. So as you say, it is one of the least expensive things to do that has the biggest payoff, to simply make it a matter of looking around for things to praise employees for doing.
Well, and you know, Rod, the other thing about that, what you just talked about, it's amazing how much a moment like that, a dopamine moment, so to speak, how memorable it can be. I don't know about you, but I actually can remember moments where a boss came up to me and put his hand on my shoulder and said, "Good job, Jim." And he didn't say what I did. We both knew what I had done. and or something like that. And I remember one time I was a rookie salesman for Xerox way back in the mid-60s. I'm sorry, mid-70s. I'm not quite that old. In the mid-70s, and the manager of the whole region was standing there, and I walked up to this group where my manager was, and this guy said to my manager, "I want you to hire some more like him." Pointed right to me. Now you know that was 30 years ago, and I still remember that moment. It's amazing how things last, isn't it?
Those kinds of things can resonate. One employee that we talked to a number of years ago, we asked her, "What does it feel like when you get recognition and praise?" And she said, "It's like it sets off a little explosion inside."
Yeah.
And I feel great. And then I say to myself, "Well, you think that's great? Watch what I'm going to do next." Well, that's precisely the motivation that any business owner needs in the employees.
And you know, I walk in businesses all the time, Rod. I know you do too, large and small. And I feel like the people that I'm talking to have been treated with the opposite of what you're talking about, the opposite of recognition, the opposite of a well done, the opposite of good job. And there's no way these people aren't capable of something that's worthy of praise.
There's the 10th element in the book is about having a best friend at work, and people often ask us questions about why do we ask that question. One of the reasons is just what you mentioned, that the feeling within a work group is contagious. So if you go into a retail establishment, you can get a pretty good sense of the camaraderie in there, whether they get along with each other, whether they're getting recognition and praise, whether they have a chance to work on in that area that best makes use of their talents. You can sense this, and sometimes it comes across very directly in the level of customer service that one gets.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Well, there's no question about it. I mean, and see, that's the thing. If managers, even if they don't want to have the management goal of helping their people to be more successful through their own happiness, their own you know, being proud of themselves, proud of their work, even if you don't want to do that, and I don't understand why you wouldn't, but if you don't, at least do it. It's good business too, isn't it, Rod?
Absolutely. In fact, there's a couple places where we say, to your point, even if you put aside all of the reasons why this does the right things for the employee, even if you wanted to be greedy and be greedy well, or just purely profit motivated and do that well, you would do these things because ultimately they pay off for the business. But the ultimate win-win of these 12 elements that great managers use to get things done is the fact that not only does it help the business, it helps the employee.
Absolutely. No question about it. And when we come back, we're gonna talk about some more of these, the 12 elements of great managing that you'll find in the book 12, which is being launched today on this show. It's 20 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. We'll be right back with one of the authors, Rod Wagner. Stay with us. Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. Rod Wagner is here as well, ladies and gentlemen. Rod is a journalist in his profession. He's been a journalist, actually also a talk show host way back. He got smart and got out of that business. And now he's with the Gallup organization. And you've been with the Gallup organization about 8 years now, right?
Just about 8 years, that's right.
And what's it like working for Gallup? We've all heard about Gallup. Tell us what Gallup does.
What we do, we practice what we preach. It's a fantastic place to work. Gallup is essentially a think tank where we study and have been studying for over three decades and longer if you go back into the deep history of the organization, the psychology of employees and managers and customers and understanding how human nature ultimately applies in the business world.
Well, as my audience knows, a number of the folks that we already have other members of our Brain Trust who are part of the Gallup organization, and Rod, you're our newest addition, and we thank you for your time. We hope you'll come back and spend some more time with us because we got a lot of things to talk about. One of the things that that we know about small business owners, Rod, is we have too many hats to wear and not enough heads to put them on. We also, and by the way, in the first law of small, the Blasingame first law of small business is that it's redundant to say undercapitalized small business. So we don't have enough money. We don't have enough people. We need to be more efficient with the way we manage our assets and our resources, the most important of which are our people, right?
Absolutely. And that makes it all the more important that the employees in a business be engaged, because managers can't be everywhere. They can't serve every customer, so they really need a surrogate. They need an employee that is as charged up about the business and whose interests are aligned with the business goals, so that they don't have to be everywhere. And that's why these 12 elements ultimately help them to have someone who is there doing what they would do, but they can't be there.
These elements are all written in the first person for, as if the employee were saying them.
That's because we use them in a survey that we give to employees to see just how strongly they agree.
Mm-hmm.
It's not how the manager feels the employees would feel, but how the employees themselves feel about these 12 elements.
But that's the way the manager needs to get it in his or her head, though, isn't it? They need to look at these things and say, what would my employees say? How would they answer this question? I know what is expected of me at work.
And
yeah,
great,
you know, would they say absolutely, or would they say, yeah, right?
Yes, absolutely. And great managers spend a lot of time getting in the heads of their employees by taking them out for a cup of coffee, having lunch with them, asking them, what is it that you always felt like you've been meant to do? Or what praise and recognition means the most to you? Or let's talk about where you'd like to be in 2 years or 5 years from now. Or tell me about how things are clicking here at work. Do you have friends? Do you feel like you're gelling here? All the great managers that we profile in the book ask an awful lot of questions to get inside their employees' minds to understand how they feel about these 12 elements that the great managers use to get things done.
How about this question? This is one I ask my people. Every so often I'll ask them, are we having fun?
Fun is absolutely an important component.
I'm not asking them, you know, do we want to go learn how to juggle, or should we go, you know, do handsprings on the lawn? I'm asking them, are we having fun in our work?
Absolutely, because, and the thing that you touch on there is really what separates human nature from what it would be like if you built a robot to do the same job. The robot wouldn't care about fun. The robot wouldn't care about praise and recognition. You just have to oil the robot, put the gas in there, keep the electricity flowing. The robot would do its job. But
right.
People, it's a social contract. It's a social environment. And so that's why these 12 elements are so powerful, because they leverage human nature on the job, as opposed to how you might design an employee if you design them from scratch as a machine.
Right. Well, This is such an important, these things that you're talking about are so important for small business owners, and if I could just get small business owners to slow down just a little bit, just slow down, get their head just a little bit, peek out of the trench just a little bit, and look around them and see what's going on a little bit farther than, you know, 6 inches in front of their nose, if I could get them to do that, they could see, they'd be able to sort of see these human beings. Sometimes I feel like managers look at the people working with them, and they actually don't see human beings. What do you think?
Well, there's so many pressures on a small business owner to try to balance the books, to keep track of everything. What's the brand strategy?
Make payroll,
all those things, that it can be difficult. But the good news in there is if you invest time in your employees, there's just tons and tons of research that suggests the employees will reciprocate.
Mm-hmm.
and pay that back and say, thank you for looking out for me. Now watch me look out for the business. So ultimately, it pays back very profitably for the business owner.
Another thing I've seen, I've got about 45 seconds, I've seen is don't ask an employee to work on a project. Give them the project. Tell them they have ownership of this project. Now, if you want to see an employee take off, that's when you'll see it. When you give them ownership of a project.
Absolutely, that sense of accomplishment is part of what is encompassed in the 12th element. Having an opportunity to learn and grow, and feel like you can take psychological ownership, have real responsibility for something, and that's why it's one of the 12 elements that great managers use to really leverage human nature on the job.
The book is called 12, The Elements of Great Managing. It's available wherever books are sold, right, Rod?
Absolutely. Yes, it is.
Rod Wagner and Dr. James Harder are the two authors. Rod, thank you for being here. Good job today. Thanks for launching your book on our show. Will you come back another day?
Absolutely. Thank you, Jim, for having me on.
Enjoyed having you here. Good luck to you.
Bye now.
Quick break. Right back with June Reed. She's in Iraq. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.